Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Cella. On this show, I take a look at the work of George Shearing, the London-born innovator of jazz piano, whose distinctive style helped propel him to stardom during the 1950s and 60s. This week marks 100 years since Shearing's birth. George Shearing recorded both with his quintet and as a solo artist, but this hour, I'll look at Shearing, the accompanist. Coming up, we'll hear him alongside several vocalists, including Mel Torme, Nat King Cole, Nancy Wilson, and more. It's George Shearing and the Singers, a centennial celebration. That's coming up next on Afterglow.
Here I go, now you know
Peggy Lee, performing alongside pianist George Shearing and his quintet from their 1959 Capitol album titled Beauty and the Beat. First, we heard the pair performing a song Peggy Lee co-wrote with Hubie Wheeler called There'll Be Another Spring. And just now, the Joe Bishop and Gordon Jenkins song Blue Prelude. Although this album was recorded in a studio, it was actually falsely marketed as a live recording and was even originally overdubbed with applause. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the piano stylings of George Shearing, focusing on his work backing singers like Mel Torme, Nancy Wilson, Ernestine Anderson, and more. George Shearing, born August 13, 1919, was the toast of the popular jazz world in the 1950s and 60s, a London-born pianist and blind from birth, and he became known for his very distinctive style. The Shearing style consisted of harmonizing each note of the melody with tightly knit block chords, imitating, on the piano, the saxophone sections of Glenn Miller or Lionel Hampton's orchestra. After becoming a star in England, Shearing emigrated to the U.S. in the late 1940s. Soon he would create a unique jazz combo, a quintet of piano, vibraphone, guitar, bass, and drums. This combo would help him sell millions of records. We'll start with the quintet backing singer Nat King Cole, a fellow piano player, but here he's featured just as a singer. From the 1962 album Nat King Cole Sings, George Shearing Plays, here's the song Pick Yourself Up on Afterglow.
Pick yourself up. Take a deep breath. Dust yourself off and start all over again. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love.
The song Let There Be Love by songwriters Lionel Rand and Ian Grant, performed there by Nat King Cole, the George Shearing Quintet, and some strings. Before that, from the same 1962 album, that was the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Field song Pick Yourself Up. George Shearing's first collaboration with any singer came in 1958, a collaboration on Capitol Records with the blues diva Dakota Staton. This album, called In the Night, features Staton performing on half of the tracks, and it also exhibits how Shearing's subtle touch at the keyboard creates a perfect late-night sound that worked so well in this era of the late 1950s. It inspired his future collaborations on Capitol with Peggy Lee and Nancy Wilson. Here's a track from this album now. This is the Burton Lane and Frank Lesser tune, I Hear Music, on Afterglow.
Up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. Thank you.
think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song.
From 1958, that was Dakota Staton and the George Shearing Quintet with I Hear Music from their album In the Night. In the quintet, we heard Emile Richards on vibes, Percy Bryce on drums, Al McKibben on bass, and Toots Thielemans, the well-known jazz harmonica player, playing guitar. Shearing continued working with his quintet for all of the 1960s, but by 1970, he began to work more on his own, focusing his attention for a few years on his own record label called Sheba. The first singer he worked with during the Sheba years was the former Count Basie baritone Joe Williams. Their 1971 album, The Heart and Soul of Joe Williams and George Shearing, features all songs with either heart or soul in the title. Some obscure, and others fairly familiar. It's a great record, and it sounds like it could have been plucked right out of Shearing's prime work on Capitol Records in the 1950s. Here's Joe Williams and George Shearing with an especially swinging version of Hoagy Carmichael's familiar Heart and Soul on Afterglow.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. I laughed at sweethearts I met at schools. All indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes, now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands. Told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Joe Williams and George Shearing from 1971, performing the Rodgers and Hart tune, My Heart Stood Still. Before that, Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser's Heart and Soul. By 1979, George Shearing had abandoned his Sheba record label to join Concord Records, the label where Mel Torme and Carmen McRae were signed. This led to a series of collaborations with Torme that lasted for all of the 80s and the 1990s. I'll play a track now from their critically acclaimed live album from 1982 called An Evening with George Shearing and Mel Torme. It's a track that features not only Torme's exceptional scatting ability and Shearing's brilliant Bach-like improvised fugue piano solo, but it also features Shearing's decent vocals and his songwriting ability. Shearing wrote dozens of songs over the years, but only one of them has become a bona fide standard, and that's the 1952 song Lullaby of Birdland. Here's the pair, George Shearing and Mel Torme, live in 1982 in San Francisco with Lullaby of Birdland on Afterglow.
Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low. Kiss me, sweet. Then we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above. All because we in love.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my world land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever seen two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they loves? That's the kind of magic music we'll make with our lips when we kiss. There's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet. Then we'll go flying off to Birdland, high in the sky up above, because we're in love. Ba da ba da ba da, do ba dee, ba do ba dee, sha do ba dee. Do 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 do
better not read on.
Below, kiss me sweet, then we'll go flying off to Birdland, high in the sky up above. Because we're so very much.
From the Grammy Award-winning album called An Evening with George Shearing and Mel Torme, that was Torme and Shearing performing Shearing's own song, Lullaby of Birdland. We'll hear more from George Shearing, the accompanist, in honor of his centennial, after a short break. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the work of British pianist George Shearing this hour and his collaborations with different singers over the course of his 50-plus year career. This week marks his centennial celebration. We'll turn now to one of his most acclaimed albums. This one comes from 1961, during Shearing's years recording for Capitol Records. This album, called The Swingin's Mutual, partners him up with singer Nancy Wilson. Shearing brings out the jazzy side of the pop singer, performing some stellar versions of some well-known standards from the Great American Songbook. And we'll hear two tracks from that album now, starting with Hokey Carmichael and Ned Washington's The Nearness of You on Afterglow.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills or delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, to hold you ever so tight. I wanna feel in the night the nearness of you. Street supplied the setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street.
Nancy Wilson and George Shearing for Capitol Records in 1961, performing On Green Dolphin Street and The Nearness of You. George Shearing's work on the Concord record label in the 1980s and 90s marked a kind of renaissance for the jazz pianist. These critically acclaimed records did not belie his jazz roots or his 1950s Capitol Records sound. I'll play now a track from two of the collaborations he made during this time, and both were considered among the best jazz vocal records from the 1980s. In just a moment, we'll hear from George Shearing and Carmen McRae from their album Two for the Road. But first, here's George Shearing and Ernestine Anderson in 1988 with the Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen song The Second Time Around on Afterglow.
Love is lovelier the second time around, just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. And that second time you hear your love song sung makes you think perhaps that love like youth is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall, like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what led us to this miracle we found? There are those who'll bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time around. The second time you fall, just like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what led us to this miracle we found? There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time around.
Thank you.
too late now to forget your smile. The way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to some. Too late now to forget your voice. The way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together, I relive when we're apart. All the tender fun together stays on in my. How could I ever close the door and be the same as I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too.
Carmen McRae and George Shearing from their 1980 album Two for the Road, with Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner's Too Late Now. Before that, we heard Shearing and Ernestine Anderson from their 1988 album A Perfect Match, performing The Second Time Around. Shearing continued to perform well into the new century, reaching the age of 91 before passing away in 2011. In 2002, he teamed up with guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli to record The Rare Delight of You, a throwback album that resembled his heydays recording for Capitol Records. Even the cover is a direct imitation of the cover of Nat King Cole Sings, George Shearing Plays, an album Shearing made for Capitol Records exactly 50 years earlier. You know, I've never really been a huge fan of Pizzarelli's voice. His guitar playing was always better than his singing, in my opinion. But with George Shearing's indelible swing as support, Pizzarelli shines on this record, making it one of his best. Here's John Pizzarelli and a revived George Shearing quintet performing Burton Lane and Frank Lesser's The Lady's in Love with You on Afterglow.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can't dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady is in love with you. If you've been traveling by plane and she says please take the train, bet you 3-2-1 the lady's in love with you. And if she writes you every day, though she hasn't got a darn thing to say, you're a cinch, the lady's in love with you. And if she phones but she doesn't reverse the charges, like all kinds of lady friends often do. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you. If she goes deaf, dumb, and blind while you've got things on your mind, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she has met your old flames and she remembers their names, it means the lady's in love with you. And Sunday night when you take her to that movie, she says the balcony seats will do. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady is in love with you. The lady is in love with you.
John Pizzarelli and George Shearing in 2002 with The Lady's in Love with You. That's one of George Shearing's final collaborations with singers. We'll close off this hour celebrating George Shearing with another collaboration with Mel Torme. This one from their 1991 album, Mel and George Do World War II. Although Shearing had a distinctive style of jazz piano playing, he was classically trained, and the beautiful, rhapsodic piano solo that we'll hear comes straight out of something from the Romantic era. Here's Mel Torme and George Shearing live in 1991 with This Is a Lovely Way to Spend an Evening on Afterglow.
Georgie, play something gorgeous.
Catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you. Never gonna fall in love again. I could never fall in love again. My days and nights and spend them with you.
Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's song, This is a Lovely Way to Spend an Evening, performed by Mel Torme and pianist George Shearing. And thanks for tuning in to this George Shearing Centennial Celebration on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.